This is day 32 of St. Mark's Church Journey Through the Psalms for Lent. Today's psalm is Psalm 102, and it's Saturday the 2nd of April. This is a long psalm, and I'm going to read extracts from it to illustrate the main themes. Verses 1 to 3. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry for help come to you. Do not hide your face from me when I am in distress. Turn your ear to me when I call. Answer me quickly. For my days vanish like smoke. My bones burn like glowing embers. Moving forward to verses 12 to 13. But you, O Lord, sit enthroned forever. Your renown endures through all generations. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favour to her. The appointed time has come. And from verse 18 to the end. Let this be written for a future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his sanctuary on high. From heaven he viewed the earth to hear the groans of the prisoners and release those condemned to death. So the name of the Lord will be declared in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples and the kingdoms assemble to worship the Lord. In the course of my life, he broke my strength. He cut short my days. So I said, do not take me away, O my God, in the midst of my days. Your years go on through all generations. In the beginning, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, like clothing. You will change them, and they will be discarded. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. The children of your servants will live in your presence. Their descendants will be established before you. There have been several psalms of lament in this series. That means psalms that explore human suffering and misery. I've done one or two of them myself, but this is the most uncomfortable that I've found yet. If you've read the whole psalm, you'll see particularly well why that's the case. It's partly the images that the psalmist uses. My days are vanishing like smoke. I'm being reduced to skin and bones. Even feeling that God himself broke my strength and cut short my days, which is in verse 23. The Psalms are nothing if not honest, and they encourage us to be honest in our prayers to God. He'd rather we spoke to him in anger or frustration than not at all. But as in all Psalms, this is not the end of the matter. The psalmist dwells on God's faithfulness and is confident that he will one day be rescued and vindicated. Verse 12 talks of God's majesty, enthroned forever, with his renown enduring through all generations. Verse 25 tells us that you laid the foundations of the earth, the heavens are the work of your hands. But the beating heart of this psalm comes in verses 18 to 22, when he reveals what he wants to tell his children to generations unborn. And this is a different story. Whatever his current situation, he's confident of deliverance for them. Confident that God will hear the groans of the prisoners and will release those condemned to earth, we find out in verse 20. And in verses 21 to 22, we hear him expect God's name to be praised in Jerusalem when the peoples and the kingdoms assemble to worship the Lord. The language is significant. He's not just expecting Israel to assemble, he's expecting all nations to do so. And this, I think, can only be a reference to Acts, the establishment of the church, and one day the arrival of the new heaven and the new earth, in which Revelation 21:26 talks about the glory and the honour of the nations being brought into God's city. The psalmist's longing won't be satisfied in his lifetime, but we have the privilege of being part of God's church that is part of its fulfilment and looking forward to a certain new heaven and new earth that will be its ultimate fulfilment. So let's reflect on this. Let's ensure our prayer life is real. If life is hard, God wants to know. If you feel as low as someone can feel, he wants to know. But he is eternal. He is faithful. His character is always good. We sometimes have to wait for him. But we can confidently tell our children and our children's children that he rescues, he saves, and he does this into a wonderful church that will one day bring the glory of the nations into his new kingdom. So let's finish with a prayer. Lord, we bring our anguish to you, our woes to you, the things we don't understand to you. We know that you are faithful and eternal, even if we can't always understand how you work in the world. Lord, help us to rejoice in the hope of a new heaven and a new earth, where one day all peoples will bring glory to you. And in the meantime, help us to build a church that better and better reflects that future reality. In Jesus' name, amen.